This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. This is Chris Witz and it's Morning Devotions. Hope you're well today. October 1992. There was a month that a very brave sailor named Mike Plant commenced the solo crossing of the North Atlantic Ocean. So he was going from the US to France, a non-stop voyage around the world. Now, tragically, something went wrong 2 weeks into the voyage and he capsized in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean. There'd been no radio contact and Mike's body was never found, a very sad occasion. But the strange thing about this was that Mike Plant was an expert sailor who'd actually travelled around the world twice before. He was very skillful. His 60-foot yacht was state-of-the-art. The design and materials were the best and he'd even brought a new emergency position in indicating beacon that would transmit a message to the satellite. So potentially he had done everything he could. His parents and his friends were confident that they thought everything would be right, but something did go wrong. Experts knew that there were violent storms, and when his radio was silent for a few days, his family and friends were starting to get a bit worried about it. So a search was launched, ships were asked to look out for him, rescue aircraft began looking, and days went by and there were no signals, no sightings. And then one day, the news came, a boat was found floating upside down. And no sign of Mike Plant. The life raft was still there. Everyone was surprised. How could a boat like this be upside down? I mean, sailboats are built to take the most vigorous treatment that the sea can dish out. You know, they're built to right themselves, even if they're knocked over. But when the boat was checked out, they looked for the 8,000-pound weight that should have been bolted to the keel. This is called the keel bulb. If you're into sailing, you would know what that was. But this was missing. Any boat couldn't remain upright in a strong wind without it. So here was this marvellous boat that had become a death trap because it couldn't right itself. So the question was asked, was there a defect in the boat building process? No one knew the answer. The first substantial wave would have knocked it over like a feather. So this was a tragedy that happened in 1992. A much admired sailor perished, aged 41 years. Now thinking about that story, I think there's a good lesson. What is it below your waterline? In other words, have you got something in your life that's stable and strong, which keeps you on course, that stops you from capsizing? You know, we can go through life presenting a very good image to other people that they really don't know what's going on underneath the surface, as it were. There's a public part of us that everyone sees, and then there's a part that's hidden. But the real you and me, I think, lies beneath the surface, our character, what we believe. In other words, what principles do we live by? It's what happens below the waterline that involves the soul that provides us with the weight and the strength, especially when the storms come. And I guess you know that storms will come. Maybe you've had a big storm in your life. So what happens? What keeps you going? What keeps you together or afloat? I guess when life is smooth sailing, when there's no dramas or difficulties, it can be okay, but there's no guarantee that we'll have a life without a struggle or pain. Today's thinking says this: build up wealth and fortune and popularity, and then you'll be okay. Do you know that it reminds me of the Bible in Luke 12, and Jesus said this: owning a lot of things won't make your life safe. That's Luke 12, verse 15. And in that concept, Jesus was talking about a man who had everything, a big farm, prosperous harvest, lots of money. He'd even had plans. But God said to him, listen, don't be a fool. Tonight you'll die. And then who will get what you've got stored up? He was a man who had his priorities all wrong. Life is not about money or success. We need more than that. We need a foundation that will go on to eternity. In 2 Corinthians 4:18, we read, things that are seen don't last forever, but things that are not seen are eternal. That's why we keep our minds on the things that can't be seen. So I think we need to be careful how we build. Jesus Christ is the only foundation. Dear Lord, we shouldn't fear what might happen tomorrow because you care about us today and you'll be here again tomorrow. Thank you, Lord, that we can count on your strength. Amen.